Auto Harp Music, show number 159. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint. Sláinte!
My soul and a story will never, never end.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and this show is dedicated to the auto harp. Now, if you're not familiar, the instrument that I play is called an auto harp. It is a wonderful instrument. I started to seriously play the auto harp in 1997, and I was amazed by its versatility and the five octaves that one could play on it. That's led me on a lifelong journey of exploration of the instrument. Now, I am primarily a singer. However, I've done my best to offer a new sound to the auto harp community. The songs I picked for this show are a mix of vocal and instrumental songs, where the auto harp plays an important part in the individual song or tune, and I created it primarily from my autoharpradio.com website in conjunction with another website that I have called autoharpmusic.com, which offers auto harp music tips, where you can find all sorts of great auto harp music tips and suggestions on how to get started playing the auto harp. And if you'd like to see some tutorials, please email me. All right, the first track that you heard there was from Kilted Kings. It's my song, Name on My Soul. It's from my same titled album with Kilted Kings, Name on My Soul. The next track is a instrumental track I wrote for Heart's Ease. It's called The Fairy Tale Waltz.
Tell to me, Why I am slighted so by thee. I'm so in love, I cannot deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast, but it's not for me to let the world know it. A troubled mind sure can know no rest. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I wish I was in some lonesome valley where womankind cannot be found, where the pretty small birds sing on every branch, and every moment different sound. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee.
He played the streets of McCullinay. He had a voice like a church bell ringing. People would gather and they'd say, there's a man who will play for the king. There's a man who will sing for the queen. The world is staged for this fine young actor, and Paddy can find his way. McCullough played for all the islands. He played for lords and for ladies. The women blushed when he took the stage. He had a way of making ladies faint. They'd say, there's a man who will play for the king. There's a man who will sing for the queen. The world's a stage for this fine young actor, if Paddy can find his way. King, he saw Paddy in the theatre, a noble actor with a regal demeanour. The king was laughing and the queen was blushing when Paddy walked through the door. They said, there's a man who will play for the king. There's a man who will sing for the queen. The world's a stage for this fine young actor, if Paddy can find his way. McCullough lived a life of leisure, the chief actor in the king's own play. He sang for lords and he sang for ladies until his dying day. They said, there's a man who will play for God in heaven. There's a man who'll teach the angels to sing. The world's stage for this fine young actor, well, Paddy found his way. There's a man who will play for God in heaven. There's a man who'll teach the angels to sing. The world's stage for this fine young actor. Oh, Paddy found his way. Aye, Paddy found his way. Oh, Paddy found his way. Paddy found his way.
Thank you.
After Fairy Tale Waltz was a track from The Bridge, it was Peggy Gordon, and it's mostly a vocal song. I mean, it started with a really cool little sound on the auto harp, but it was, admittedly, it was just one of my favorite songs that I have recorded. So it's still one of my favorite songs that I have recorded, even though that was a number of years ago. After that was an instrumental tune that I wrote. I wrote it vocally, but I basically learned to play it on the auto harp. It's called Clowdenmore. It's based on a place in County Donegal, Ireland. And it also is on the Kilted Kings CD, Name on My Soul. Then came a track by Brobdingnagian Bards called Paddy McCullough. It's an original song that Andrew and I wrote together. It's on our CD Songs of Ireland, and that's one of my earliest versions of that. If you hear that, that style with the auto harp, that's one of the first versions that I started doing that. And finally, Tolkien, which is an instrumental track by Andrew and me from the Brobdingnagian Bards. And of course, the auto harp was the base of that whole melody that it came about. Now, Andrew, he wrote the melody itself, but the sound, to me, is a huge part of it, with the beautiful repetition and mood of the song. A little bit of pub talk. I have CDs you can get over on my website. Go to markgun.com if you want to find any of this music. I also want to let you know about the Gunrunners Club. That's my home over on Patreon. Right now, I have 123 people who generously pledge $1 per month or more to support my life as a musician. This is my music page. I'm actually getting ready to release a new single, and patrons will get the first version of this song before anyone else. Patrons get free music, early versions of songs and lyrics, behind the scenes podcasts, a stereo version of the Pub Songs podcast, and a first look at new videos. You can see all the cool gifts you get for just $1 at markgun.com/us. In addition to all the amazing goodies I mentioned earlier, you'll also get a digital copy of my next album. It's for the Brown Coats, fans of Joss Whedon's Firefly and Serenity. It's called As Long As I'm Flying, and it'll be out in the fall of 2017. And yours is a gift just for subscribing. Special thanks to my newest patron, Mary Kathleen Heidenberg. Thank you so much for supporting my music. I will be at Gen Con in a couple weeks and then Dragon Con after that, so I hope you will come join me. Next up is a track from my CD, Happy Songs of Death. This is called Johnny Jump Up, and I have recorded a few times. I first learned it from Christy Moore. He had a very simple version of just him and a banjo, and it's a fantastic version. And I heard it at some Renaissance festivals, and there's this poppy thing, and I didn't really like the sound of that. So I took it with the Brobdingnagian Bards, and I turned it into a 3/4 time, and that worked for me for a while, until I finally came up with this version, which has admittedly a little bit of the poppy sound, that same definitive rhythm beat that I do with the auto harp now a lot, but it was early on, so you can hear a early glimpse of what ultimately turned into like the Name on My Soul rhythm. At the beginning of the show, here's Johnny Jump Up.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me one day as I went down to Yore by the sea. The sun, it was bright, and the day it was born, says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went in and I called for a bottle of stout. Said the barman, I'm sorry, well, the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or patty, 10 years in the woods, says I. I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh, I'll never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. After lowering the third, I made straight for the yard, where I bumped into Brothy, the big civic guard. Come here, my boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, I up with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up, but it wasn't I hit him, it was the Johnny Jump Up. The next thing I met down in your Tennessee was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid for me life, I'll be hit by a car. Won't you help me on down to the railwayman's bar? Downing a pint of the cider so sweet, well, he threw down his crutches and danced on his feet. Ho! I'll never again. If if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Well, I went up the Lee Road, a friend for to see. They call it the Madhouse in Port by the Lee. And when I got there, sure, the truth I will tell. Well, they had the poor bugger locked up in a cell. Said the guards testing him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rocks, the ragged rascal ran. To him I'm not crazy, to him I'm not mad. It was only 6, 7, 12 pints that I had. I'll never run, never run, never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Well, a man died in the mines by the name of McNabb. They washed him and laid him outside on the slab. And after the coroner's measurements to take, well, his wife to come home to a bloody fine wake. About 12 o'clock and the beer was high, and the corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh, I'll never run, never run, never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. No, I'll never run, never run, never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Thank you.
sail away with Blackjack Murphy. We're soaring through the skies, air pirates extraordinaire, and our eyes are on the prize. There's a dragon hiding somewhere amid the mountains to the north. We are off to steal its treasure, and we're about to sally forth. There are rumors she's got mounds of gold. We're talking hella tons. She sleeps upon a bed of jewels, so we're loading up the guns. We know that she's got lots of teeth, but we've got stout, sharp swords. They say her wings to Saturn reach, but doubtless that's just words. Sail away with Blackjack Murphy. We're soaring through the skies, air pirates extraordinaire, and our eyes are on the prize. There's a dragon hiding somewhere mid the mountains to the north. We are off to steal its treasure, and we're about to sally forth. We'll fight her there inside her lair, which only we can reach. It takes an airship to get there. Take that, old Blackbeard, teach. We've cleared the hold for treasure, so the galley is rather bare. But when we beat the dragon, we'll have no space to spare. Sail away with Blackjack Murphy. We're soaring through the skies, air pirates extraordinaire, and our eyes are on the prize. There's a dragon hiding somewhere mid the mountains to the north. We are off to steal its treasure, and we're about to sally forth. Pirates are much worse, and we're used to lots of bloodshed, so we're taking home that purse. Yes, sail away with old Blackjack and face the dragon bold. And if you live, be certain that you'll earn your share of gold. Sail away with Blackjack Murphy. We're soaring through the skies, air pirates extraordinaire, and our eyes are on the prize. There's a dragon hiding somewhere mid the mountains to the north. We are off to steal its treasure, and we're about to sally forth. Sail away with Blackjack Murphy. We're soaring through the skies, air pirates extraordinaire, and our eyes are on the prize. There's a dragon hiding somewhere mid the mountains to the north. We are off to steal its treasure, and we're about to sally forth. Thank you.
After Johnny Jump Up was a Lord of the Rings track I wrote called Return to Lonely Mountain. It's from my CD, Heart's Ease. And again, this is a exploration. That album was an exploration of the auto harp and what I could do melodically with it. And I think it has some brilliant stuff. After that came Pirates vs. Dragons. That was from my same titled CD. And finally, Brobdingnagian Bards from our album Memories of Middle-earth. That was Breaking of the Fellowship. That's another one like Tolkien that started with just the auto harp. Andrew and I used to walk around Renaissance festivals, and we just, you know, I'd start strumming, finding a cool strum pattern, and Andrew would lay a melody on top of it. And it worked out really well. I was actually, when we were originally working on Memories of Middle-earth, I was hoping the entire album would be sort of that style. It did not turn out that way. But it still came out beautiful. There's a lot of incredible tracks on there. All right, that is all the time I have. I hope you enjoyed this show. And if you did, let me know. I will be sharing this also again with autoharpradio.com once I finally put that all together. My goal is to set it up as a podcast with other autoharp music, not just my own. But I thought I could start with mine. We're going to finish up with one of my favorite tracks from Heart's Ease because this one uses some special effects, and I love the sound of those effects with the auto harp. That's another thing that I haven't seen too much exploration of in the auto harp community is special effects with the auto harp, because it, again, has an incredible sound and there's so much you can do with it, but you gotta try. And that track I particularly tried, and I admittedly I haven't done much myself. I do want to do another auto harp instrumental album for that very reason, but it's low on my priority list. That's an artistic choice decision to make, and I have to focus on making the music for you and not necessarily music just for me. So, all right, we're going to finish up Stardust Serenade from Heart's Ease. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte. Thank you. Thank you for listening. The Pub Songs podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 5 of my MP3s for free, plus get regular updates of what's new? Subscribe to this podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.